Now Richard Wilson returns with more of his unlikely autobiographical memories in Believe It by John Cantor. This week's episode is Night Fever. Night with a K.
A month after my 80th birthday, I had a heart attack. This is my heart attack theme song. A nurse in the cardiac unit sang it all the time. The Bee Gees made me ask myself, what do I want? Now I'm staying alive. The answer was lunch. Lunch at the Chateaubriand in Bruton Street, Mayfair. The Observer had raved about it, and now it was my turn. So I walked in one lunchtime. I knew they wouldn't turn me away.
Can I help you?
I hope so. Do you have a table for one?
When?
Now.
Oh, no, sir, that's out of the question.
Really?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Absolutely, we're fully booked.
I'm Richard Wilson.
We are fully booked, sir.
Richard Wilson, the actor?
We are fully booked, sir.
From the telly, you know, One Foot in the Grave, Merlin?
Yes, we are fully booked.
Over 100 TV credits going back to 1965.
We are now taking bookings for February.
I don't want to eat in February. I want to eat now.
We are fully booked.
I didn't want to say this, but I'm going to. I've just had a heart attack.
Do you want me to call 999?
No, I want you to get me a table.
Excuse me, sir. I will ask the manager. L'acteur Richard Wilson demande une table. Maintenant. Mais il a une crise cardiaque. Naturellement, mais il dit qu'il ne veut pas aller à l'hôpital.
Tell him it could be my last supper.
Tu as entendu? Oui, voilà, comme Jésus-Christ. He says if you'd like to take a seat at the bar, he will prepare a table very soon.
Excellent.
I'm so sorry you've had a heart attack, sir.
No, it's worked out rather well. It's true. I'd had the heart attack weeks earlier. So what? I bet when Bobby Charlton wants a table, he still mentions the World Cup. A few days after it happened, Anthony Scher came to see me. He made me realize something else I wanted. Something even greater than lunch.
Aren't the Bee Gees all dead now?
I don't think so. I think one's alive.
Which one's that, then?
The one at the front with the beard.
They're all at the front with the beard.
The one in the middle, Norman Gibb.
No, there was no Norman. There was Barry, Robin and Morris.
Morris, that's it. He's alive. I've remembered now.
No, Morris is definitely dead.
Oh, dead. That's it. I meant dead.
It's Barry. Barry's alive.
I knew it was Barry. I just forgot his name.
They've gone from the Bee Gees to the Bee Gee. It's tragic.
Life is tragic.
No, it's not. You're alive. How do you feel?
Well, I forget things, and I need to sleep a lot. But I want to get back to work.
That's wonderful. You make me laugh. You make everyone laugh.
That's good, is it?
Oh, yes. Comedy's far harder than tragedy.
I want to be tragic.
You sure?
Well, you're tragic.
It's not easy, you know.
You just said it was easier than comedy. You just said that.
Maybe it's time to count your blessings.
What are they?
You're alive. You've got friends. You've got money. You've got a lovely place to live. Maybe it's best to want what you have in a Buddhist kind of way.
But I don't want what I have. I want what I want.
Okay. What do you want, then?
I want to be King Lear. You've been King Lear.
It's incredibly demanding. It's Everest. I know every Lear says that, but it's true.
And I can't do Everest. Is that what you're saying?
You've had a heart attack. You want a nice little hillock. Do a radio play.
No. I'm staying alive and I'm giving my Lear.
You are not up to it.
And now, if you don't mind, I'm going to the lavatory. In a tragic, not a funny way. As soon as I left hospital, I went down to Chichester to see Daniel Evans, my old pal who runs the Chichester Festival Theatre. On the train, I immerse myself in King Lear. I held it, I smelt it, I felt it, I waited. God, I felt exhausted just picking it up.
So, how do you see him?
He's a king.
He is.
And he's old?
Yes.
So, I see him as a man who sits down a lot.
Yes. Your throne could be on wheels. Picture that. You wheel yourself across that blasted heath.
Yes, yes, I like it. But I was thinking more of a sofa.
Why a sofa?
Well, everyone's always banging on about sofa government. Blair, Cameron, it's relevant. Relevance is good.
So your sofa would be your throne?
Yes. And we could stop the action every so often for Lear to have a kip. Wouldn't that be a wonderful comment on the horrors of old age?
I don't think we could do that more than once.
You're right. One kip. But we'll make it a long one. And I think he'd have an otter queue, don't you?
Why?
Well, he's old and forgetful. He can't remember his lines.
What lines? He doesn't have lines. He makes it up as he goes along. If you're having second thoughts, say so.
I want to be as tragic as Tony Scher.
No. What you want at this point in your life is a job where you can sit down and earn some easy money in a very short time.
Well, if you put it like that...
Look, Richard, do a voiceover. A heap of money could be yours, Richard. Eat at Chateaubriand every day. You deserve it. Listen, okay, I've got a confession to make.
What's that?
I've been talking to Ian McKellen about him doing Lear.
Ah.
So I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I might go with him.
Of course. Does Ian want to do it standing up?
He does.
Now I knew what I really wanted. Not the Everest of Lear, but the mountain of money that is voiceovers. But I'm not a natural, am I? I don't sound smooth, seductive. I don't have what they call a smile in the voice. My voice is like sherry, isn't it? Dry sherry? Dry Scots sherry.
Hi, Richard. I'm Susie from the agency, and this is Wilfredo, the engineer.
Hello, Richard.
Hi, Susie. Hi, Wilfredo.
Okay, if you're ready, we'll go for a take.
End line, take one.
Wait, Susie, can you come in here a moment?
Sure.
Sorry, how can I help you?
I come from the theatre, Susie, and I like to talk about who I'm playing before I dive in. So, who is the person saying this line?
Well, it's you.
Me?
Yes, that's why we got you.
Thank you. I'll write that on the script. Me.
I'll go back in the control room now.
Fine.
End line, take one.
This year it has to be Scotland.
That's great. That's very you. Can you hit the has? It has to be Scotland.
Right, gotcha.
End line, take two.
This year it has to be Scotland.
That's fantastic. Can we have a bit more Scotland?
A bit more Scotland, right.
End line, take three.
This year it has to be a bit more Scotland.
No, I meant stress Scotland.
Oh, right. So the line stays, I see, gotcha.
Take four.
This year it has to be Scotland.
That's great. It's going great. We just need more urgency, you know? Come this year, don't wait till next year.
Do you want to stress this year?
Please.
Okay.
Take five.
This year, it has to be Scotland.
Just a second. Richard?
Yes?
We're losing the to be.
Oh, dear. We don't want that.
No.
Take six.
This year, it has to be Scotland. Can I say something, Susie?
Yes?
I fear we're in danger of losing the it. Should I hit the it?
Yeah, try it.
Take seven.
This year, it has to be Scotland.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
I just think we're maybe trying too hard.
We?
Well, you. Can you try less hard?
I can try to try less hard.
That's great. Let's go for it.
Take eight.
This year, it has to be Scotland.
Not bad.
That's what I did when I started. A week later, I invited Anthony Scher round to my flat for the premiere.
So, how are you feeling?
Not too bad. I swim every day.
Good, good. Well, this is nice. I've never been to the premiere of a TV commercial before.
I'm very proud of it. The process was extraordinary. It wasn't like doing King Lear, you know. It was much harder.
Really?
Oh, yes. You have less to work with, and you have to be constantly open to change. What's that line in King Lear about the serpent?
Hold on. How sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child.
You see, now, imagine saying it that way and someone heckles. Can you stress the is?
How sharper than a serpent's tooth it is to have a thankless child.
Now stress the than.
How sharper than.
I don't want you to do it. I'm just making the point.
And what's the point exactly?
The point is, on stage, you say every line once. I did 29 takes.
Oh, you couldn't get it right then.
No. On the contrary, I got it right in many different ways.
Whoa, man killed with a caber. Turn it up.
Where's the remote?
There.
Where?
On the sofa. Ah. The other sofa.
This year, it has to be Scotland.
Congratulations.
That wasn't me.
Wasn't it?
You know it wasn't. It was David Tennant.
Maybe.
What do you mean? That was his voice.
Oh, yes, it was David's voice, all right, but he was doing you. He was doing his best Richard Wilson. He's always admired you. You know that.
But I do Richard Wilson.
You do, and it's good. It's just not as good as his. Excuse me. Salut, chérie. Quelle surprise. Comment vas-tu? Dans une heure. Just one second. Are you free in 1 hour?
Yes, why?
Françoise, c'est parfait. Deux personnes. À bientôt. That was Françoise from Chateaubriand. We're dining there in 1 hour. My treat. You need cheering up.
I don't understand. She rang you out of the blue?
Yes, she does that. They have a spare table, cancellation or whatever.
I had to have a heart attack to get a table there.
It's just something she does. It's not just me. Ian McKellen, Tony Hopkins, Pat Stewart, Ben Kingsley, Ken Branagh. Today, I got lucky. She rang me first. We got lucky.
Hi, good evening, Sir Tony.
Evening, Françoise. You look beautiful, comme toujours.
Oh, thank you. Très gentil. Mr. Wilson, how are you? Getting better, I hope?
Fine, thank you, yes. You don't have to speak loudly and clearly. I know I'm older than him.
Please, 12 years, maybe 13, nothing.
Follow me, please, gentlemen. Et voilà. Bon appétit.
Ah, good evening, gentlemen. How are we tonight, Sir Tony? Very nice to see you, as always.
Thank you, Mathieu. You recognize my friend?
Of course. You've been here before, sir?
Once.
Some water for the table, still or sparkling?
I'd like sparkling, please.
I'd like still.
Sparkling for Sir Tony and still for Mr. Richard.
So?
So what?
She calls you, she calls McKellen, she calls Branagh. Ben Kingsley, she doesn't call Uncle Tom Cobbley, does she?
I'm not with you.
But
But you would if he were Sir Tom Copley.
Oh, I see. We are all knights of the realm, it's true, but I'm sure that's just a coincidence. Oh, look who's just walked in. Lenny Henry.
Oh, yes.
Friend of yours, isn't he?
Yes, very much so. We're birds of a feather. You can't take the Greenock out of me, and you can't take the Dudley out of him. We're salt of the earth, Mr. Richard and Mr. Len.
Ah, you haven't heard.
What?
They're giving him a knighthood.
Oh, good for him.
It was in the papers.
Ah, no idea. Oh, well, I suppose he couldn't just ring me and say, I've got a knighthood.
No, I didn't.
Sparkling for Sir Tony.
And boring old still for Mr. Richard, we know. I stared at the still water of my life. Now I knew what I really, really wanted. More than tragedy, more than money, I wanted a knighthood. Staying Alive was no longer my theme song. Now it was Night Fever. Where to begin my knighthood campaign? Angus Deaton was key. I'd soften him up with water and banter by inviting him for a swim. Then I'd ask him a rather large knighthood-related favour.
You do that every day?
I try to. 10 lengths.
Impressive.
Thank you. I feel fantastic, considering.
Well, you look fantastic, Richard. I hope my naughty bits look that good when I'm 80.
Thank you. Exercise.
You exercise your naughty bit?
Very good. Banter, excellent. So, what about our friend Lenny?
Ah, the knighthood, yes. What an achievement.
Isn't it? Services to drama and charity.
You've got an honour, haven't you?
OBE, not the same though, is it? Waiters will call him Sir Lenny. They don't call me Obe Richard.
No. Sorry, what?
Short for OBE.
Oh, right. Well, I'll call you that if you like. What now then, Obe?
A stroll on Hampstead Heath?
Fine. Good for the naughty bits.
Yes, I'll bring them along. Lenny and I are rather alike, don't you think?
In what way?
Well, we're both sons of the working class, and we've both made a huge contribution to TV comedy. Mm. Well, not huge, maybe. That's a bit boosty.
Unusually big.
Unusually big, thank you. And, of course, we've both done a lot for diversity.
Yeah. No, you've lost me now.
Well, Lenny's done fantastic things for black and minority ethnics, and I've done a massive amount to help whites and minority Scots.
What? They don't need your help?
Not now they don't, after all I've done for them.
Okay.
Then there's charity. We've both done that, Lenny more than me, I grant you. Oh, there she is, always there.
Who?
The big issue, Ella. She stands by that gate every day. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, cold.
I'll have two today, please. There you go. I've got the money ready.
Thanks, darling. Oh, bless you.
One's for this gentleman. I know he'd have bought one anyway.
Cheers.
See you tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
And the day after.
Well, that was very charitable.
Was it? Yes, I suppose it was. What do you think Lenny will say to the Queen?
I don't know. Ask him.
I mean, he's got 10 seconds with the monarch. Important not to waste them.
Right. What do you think he should say?
Why don't you give one to Richard Wilson, ma'am?
He won't be saying that.
No, he won't. Not unless someone asks him to.
You're not seriously going to ask him to say that, are you?
I'm not, no. It wouldn't be appropriate.
You want me to ask him?
Sir Lenny Henry, Sir Ian McKellen, Sir Tony Sher, Sir Ben Kingsley, yep. Sir Ken Branagh, Sir David Jason, yes. Sir Tony Robinson, Sir Patrick Stewart, right. Sir Helen Mirren. Everyone I know is a knight apart from me. And you, obviously.
Thank you. You put me in a very weird position.
Lenny's the one in the weird position. He's kneeling in front of a woman with a sword. He needs some kind of cheeky remark, you know? To break the tension.
Well,
he'll enjoy it. They both will.
I don't know.
You don't think I deserve a knighthood, do you?
But not up to me, is it?
No, it's up to her. A word from her and I'm in.
I will think about it.
Thank you.
Is it all right if I tell him you're desperate?
Yes. Well, why not? It's the truth. You're a good friend, Angus.
You're a good friend, Obe.
My night fever got worse. My old chum, Sir Ian McKellen, flew to New York. He was starring in Pinter's No Man's Land on Broadway with Sir Patrick Stewart. Two nights together, on Broadway, my theme song changed again. I had to do more for charity. I had to do more and be seen to do more. Where to begin? Everybody hurts. I decided to help old people, less fortunate than myself. I started in Norfolk. A lady called Jane Walker runs a charity there called Be Beside the Seaside. I went to Hunstanton to see her in action.
I'm so touched you came all the way from London.
Not at all. Tell me about these people.
Sylvia! Take John's arm! You take his arm, Sylvia. It's safer. That's right. Well, some of them live in local authority care homes, and some of them live alone, like John. His neighbour said he hadn't been out of his house in over a year.
Oh dear, that's very sad. Mm.
Sylvia's 92. You wouldn't think it to look at her, would you?
No, she's almost girlish.
Well, that's why we bring them here. The seaside rejuvenates everyone. You bring old people here for a few hours and they don't have a care in the world.
It's a great thing you're doing, Jane.
Richard, over here.
Oh, no, it's a photographer. Don't look. I swear I told no one you were coming.
Well, these people always find out somehow. He's probably from the West Norfolk Daily News.
You think so? Oh, that's a dreadful rag.
You say that, but apparently the Queen reads it when she's at Sandringham.
Big smile, come on.
I'm so sorry, I know how you guard your privacy.
Please, I hate it when celebs bang on about privacy. If I want to help charities, then being seen doing it is the price I have to pay.
Do the check!
Ah, yes. I wonder if you wouldn't mind accepting this cheque, Jane.
Well, of course I don't mind. That's so kind of you. Thank you.
Eyes!
Sorry, can you give it back?
Oh, right.
Let's go again. And this time, look me in the eyes and smile.
Oh, OK then.
Lovely.
OK, I'm going to go and hug Sylvia and John now. Then we'll find a big issue seller. Then it's lunch. What was I thinking? The indignity of it, the shamelessness. And for what? Throughout my life, I've been a socialist. I believe all human lives are of equal value. And there I was, trying to buy a knighthood. That night, I called Angus. Angus, is Richard? Is it done?
Yes.
How did Lenny take it?
Not that well.
Fine. Tell him he doesn't have to say it.
You don't want a knighthood after all?
No, they're divisive and undemocratic.
Right. Should I tell him that?
No, of course not.
So, what should I tell him then?
Ah, well, here's the thing. I don't want a knighthood, but I do want to be offered one.
I'm sorry, I'm totally confused now. You want me to ask Lenny to ask the Queen to offer you a knighthood?
Yes, which I'll refuse. But he doesn't have to tell her that bit. I want the thrill of being offered a knighthood and the even bigger thrill of turning it down.
Are you taking medication, Richard?
No.
Maybe you should.
I understand. I should never have asked you. Sorry.
I mean, millions of people don't have knighthoods and lead contented lives.
I don't believe that for a second.
You don't need a knighthood, Richard. You need to relax. You need to swim, walk, smell the flowers.
No, I want to smell the knighthood.
Honestly, forget it. Really. Hello?
You're right. Knights in white satin, never reaching the end. It seemed I was destined not to get what I wanted. Worse, it seemed I was being punished for wanting it. The day after Lenny was knighted, Angus came round to see me. He said he had something for me. It was December the 5th. I'll never forget it.
Happy Christmas.
Goodness, this is early.
I know. Open it.
You didn't have to get me a Christmas present.
No, trust me, I did.
Oh, thank you. That's very kind. It's lovely.
No, it's not. It's from the charity shop. It cost me 50p. I think it fell off the back of an anorak.
No, it's lovely. It'll keep my head warm.
Hmm.
There. Perfect fit.
No, you don't wear it during the day. It's a hood that you wear after dark. You with me?
No.
Well, concentrate. A hood that you wear after dark. What kind of hood is that?
An evening hood.
Okay, this is going to be harder than I thought. A hood that you wear when the sun goes down. An after dark hood. The opposite of a day hood.
A night hood?
Yes.
You got me a night hood.
Finally.
So sweet of you. I love it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Give it back.
Why? You just gave it to me.
I know, and you're refusing it. Hmm? So what are you doing?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I'm refusing a knighthood.
Absolutely. My work here is done. I will now call everyone we know and tell them that you were offered a knighthood and refused it. I'm assuming you'd like this to be broadcast.
I would. You're a good man, Angus.
You're a good man. Obe.
Well, this is very nice.
My pleasure.
Never been invited to a lunch to celebrate refusing a knighthood.
Well, I'm not saying I'm better than you because I turned it down.
Of course not. Everyone must make up their own mind.
Albert Finney, Stephen Hawking, Alan Bennett, some fantastic people turn down knighthoods. Equally, some fantastic people accept them.
Gentlemen, a sparkling for Sir Tony and steel for Sir Richard. Are you ready to order, gentlemen?
Can you just give us a minute, Matthew?
Of course, Sir Richard. Should I tell him?
No. Let him think I've got one. Who cares? Cheers. The Buddhists are right. Want what you have, and I do. Excuse me. François, ça va? Demain, 8 heures, 2 personnes, parfait. What was I saying? Oh, yes, want what you have, and I do. I have no knighthood. I am knighthoodless. I'm a non-sir, and that's just the way I want it. Tragic, isn't it?
In Believe It by John Cantor, Richard Wilson was joined by Sir Anthony Sher, Daniel Evans, David Tennant and Angus Deaton. Francois and Jane were played by Jasmine Hyde, Susie by Eva Filer, Wilfredo the sound engineer by Wilfredo Acosta and the big issue seller Kelly Shirley. Believe It was produced and directed by Clive Brill and it's a Brill production for BBC Radio 4.